Messiah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Erebo Sendia, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. God said it, God said it. I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, what God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, you believe it. God said it, God said it, what God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, what God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, what God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it, God spoke it, what God said it, you believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, believe it. God said it, God said it, what God said it, you believe it. God said it, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said it. Oh yes, God said it. We believe it, and that's it. I remember when Richard Roberts liked to say, a miracle will settle the issue. So God said it. I believe it, and God said it. That settles it. The word of God settles it. That's what we need today. We're going to be talking about faith is the victory that overcomes the world. God, send your word to your people and let your word bring them life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, that court case, that person with the court case, that case is discharged and acquitted. In the name of Jesus, someone with the court case, you are holding a paper in your hand and you have been summoned to the court to face the case. Who the Son of God set free is free indeed. Jesus is setting you free right now. You are discharged and acquitted from that case. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, now we're back to business. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. And we said that faith is the opposite of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. Those two things don't meet each other. You either have one or have the other. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. You read from Genesis to Revelation. You see this thing about faith coming again and again and again and again. Even in the life of Joshua and Caleb, Moses had to send 12 spies. 12 spies to the land of promise. And when they got there, they saw the giants. They saw the city walls were high. And they came back with a report. The 10 of them, it's numbers 13 and 14. 10 of them said, Moses, we better go back to Egypt. There's no way we can enter those cities and take the land of promise. The city walls are high. The giants are there. Then they now said, we were like grasshoppers. Numbers chapter 13 and then Numbers chapter 14. They call themselves grasshoppers. God didn't call them grasshoppers now. They label themselves as grasshoppers. And this is the problem we have. You are a product of your thoughts. As you think you are, so you are. Now, God didn't call them grasshoppers. It's Numbers chapter 13 and then Numbers chapter 14. God didn't call them grasshoppers. They said, who is like grasshoppers? This is the problem. Here is the problem. Who called you grasshopper? Nobody. You call yourself grasshopper. And God made sure that they died in the wilderness as grasshoppers. See, what you say is what you get. See, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken captive by what you say. And it's like that. It's just real as night and day. Nobody called you grasshopper, but you said to yourself that you were a grasshopper. And God made sure that they died as grasshoppers in the wilderness. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. I like Dr. Crepaldola. Crepaldola said, you be you and me be me. I am me, and then you are you. So if you think you are a grasshopper, go that side. Go and be a grasshopper. But me, I'm not a grasshopper, please. This is where the problem is. Who called you grasshopper? They said, we were like grasshopper. We are grasshopper. But nobody called you grasshopper. This is the problem. According to your faith, be it unto, as you believe in your heart, so shall it be. As you think, yesterday we mentioned all these things, as you think in his heart, so is he. You are a product of your thought. You are a product of what you are thinking and what you are saying. So when you are saying the wrong things and saying the negative and the, you know, trash and all those stupid things about yourself, the devil will pick those things. Hey! The devil will pick those things and bring them to pass. When you spoke the word of faith, the word of faith which we preach, when you spoke God's word, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, he said, God watches over his word to bring it to pass. God watches over the words you speak to bring them to physical manifestation. And so when that woman said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She said it in her heart, and then she spoke it out with her mouth, and that's it. So this thing is so real, like night and day. He said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. In her heart, she has said it, and then in her mouth, she has said it. And God watches over his word to bring it into physical manifestation. So when you talk negative words about yourself and condemn yourself and destroy yourself with your own mouth, hurt. Dr. John Osteen, Reverend Dr. John Osteen of Houston, Texas, blessed memory, he wrote a book. Said there is a miracle in your mouth. Speak it out. Yeah, John Osteen. I'll never forget that book. Small little book like this. John Osteen. Say, there is a miracle in your mouth. Speak it out. So there is a miracle in your mouth. And of course, it's true. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. So you don't use your mouth to kill yourself. Use your tongue to kill yourself. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Now let's talk about the sixth chapter of the Bible. The sixth chapter of the Bible is Hebrews chapter 11. And then, of course, the love chapter of the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That is the charity, it's love, and all those things that 1 Corinthians was in Hebrews 11. The definition of faith and what faith is. The faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. The things you hope for, here is the substance. You haven't seen it, but you believe. You haven't seen it, but you believe. Yesterday we talked about doubting Thomas. The doubting Thomas Didymus. Say, if I see the nail pierced hands of Jesus, then I will believe. Jesus said, blessed are those that haven't seen, but they believe. Blessed are those who haven't seen, but they believe. But you want to see to believe. If you want to see to believe, that's where you will say. You believe to see it happen. You trust, you hope. You see, we are talking about David and Goliath yesterday. David said, today, I will cut you the head of Goliath, and then I will give the body to the beast of the earth. 1 Samuel chapter 17. He was speaking the end from the beginning. God is Alpha and Omega. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the end from the beginning. So I'm speaking what God's going to do now. So he believed it and he released the word. And God watched over that word to make sure it come to pass just as David has said. Be careful what you say about yourself. So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, says, it is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. You haven't seen it, but you believe it. By faith, Abraham believed God. And God promised Abraham. God promised Abraham a child. Now, that promise did not come to pass until 25 years later. God said, you, Abraham, I'll give you a son. That didn't come until 25 years later. Then the Bible says that Abraham never staggered, Romans chapter 4. Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God, but he held on. He held on to the promises of God, and God saw him through the whole thing. So in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells you all the things that faith has done in the lives of people. By faith, Daniel was the lion's den. By faith, Joseph became a prime minister in a foreign land. By faith, and everything there is about faith and faith and faith. That which is not of faith is sin. So faith is very important in our life today as believers. We need to have our faith in God. We need to exercise our faith in God, in the word of God. We use the word to overcome situations. This is an ugly situation you are seeing. What does the word of God say about it? The word of God says by his stripes I was healed. So I put the word of God over that problem. There is a problem, but I'm putting the word of God across the problem. So the word of God turns away that problem. We are not using the word. The faith is in the word of God. The faith is in God. God is his word. His word is him. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So when you exercise faith in the word of God, you are exercising faith in God. When you believe the word of God, you are believing God, you are trusting God, you are hoping in God. It is that your faith, your hope, your confidence in God, in his word, that moves God into action. Faith moves God. Prayer moves mountains. Once upon a time, Jesus Christ was ministering. In the family home. And the Bible says that they brought a paralytic man, but there was no space to pass. So they climbed up and took off the roof of the building. When they took off the roof of the building, they lowered the paralytic man so that he can reach Jesus faster. Then the Bible says, Jesus, seeing their faith, he acted immediately. Jesus saw their faith. May God see your faith. Jesus saw the faith of these four men who had to climb up and remove the roof of the building so that they can reach Jesus Christ on time. They removed the roof of the building so that they can lower the paralytic man. That shows you how desperate those people are. They were really desperate. So Jesus saw their faith, and he quickly attended to the paralytic man. The paralytic man received attention faster. Hallelujah. You're welcome, man of God. You're welcome. My brother, Judah, we are away. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Now, there's something important I want to pull out here. Abraham's faith was counted as righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. Man of God, you want to read that for us? Romans chapter 4, verse 5 to 9.
Romans chapter 4.
Yes. Verse 5 to 9. Yes.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Amen. All right, so it was imputed righteousness because Abraham told a lie. This is one thing we must be very careful with in the Bible. Abraham had to lie that Sarah was not his wife, that Sarah was his sister. So before God, Abraham was a sinner because he told a lie. But God, in his infinite mercy, he says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, what made Abraham to remain a father of faith? What made him to remain a father of faith? His faith was counted for him as righteousness. That belief in God, that trust, that hope, that confidence in God was counted for him as righteousness. It is the reason the scripture says we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are not righteous by our own works or by our own doing. The Bible says your righteousness is our filthy rags. Even if you are righteous, even if you are holy, the Bible says that your holiness and that your righteousness is our filthy rags. So we don't have any righteousness of our own, because if God has to judge us, we will not be standing before him. So Abraham's faith was counted for him as righteousness. Don't let anybody deceive you anywhere. If anybody tells you he's righteous or holy, depending on his life, you don't have any righteousness. Even if you are righteous and even if you are holy, God condemns it. See, that's your holiness and your righteousness. It's like a seedy rack. That's what the word of God says. It's not me saying it now. The word of God says the righteousness and the holiness you think you have, it is a seedy rack. It's not going anywhere. And then it has a, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It is because of Jesus that we are righteous. Because of the blood of the Lamb of God. Because of the crucifixion. Because of the cross, where he took our place and took our sins upon himself. So we are a product of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. So by works are you not saved? You are saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in the type of religions that have come our way all these years, you know, we didn't know the truth. Say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When you discover Jesus Christ, you have discovered the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. So you can't even go to God. You can't even go to heaven without Jesus Christ. Where are you? How did you get there? Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. How do you get there with your own righteousness and your own holiness? The Bible condemns. The Bible condemns it. He says it's a seedy rack. It is not going anywhere because the blood is not mentioned. So because of Jesus Christ, we have faith in God. And that faith is counted for us as righteousness. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The word of faith which he preached, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Please, man of God, read there, Romans 10, verse 8 for us. The word of faith which we preached. Yes, Romans chapter 10, verse 8.
Verse 8. Romans chapter 8.
Yes,
but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yes. The word is near thee, even in your mouth. The word of faith, which we preach. We preach Christ and him crucified. We preach the whole counsel of God. We preach the whole Bible. Some people will take one verse of the Bible and preach it. No, you miss the whole thing. the whole package, Genesis to Revelation, the whole concept of God. When Jesus was preaching, he did not preach repent and go to heaven only. Jesus Christ was teaching about how to live right, how to do the will of God, how to go to heaven, how to love your neighbor as yourself, the whole concept of God. Jesus was preaching the whole Bible. He didn't preach one verse. You see, it's just kwashoko. It's what we call spiritual kwashoko. Kwashoko means you are eating the same food every meal, every time. You are eating the same diet, the same food, the same food. So you are not growing. We call it spiritual kwashoko. You see, the word of faith which we preach. And then he said, we preach Christ and him crucified. It is the whole counsel of God. It is the whole word of God. Salvation, healing, deliverance, blessing, prosperity. Jesus even preached prosperity. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, taken together, shall men give to your bosom. Then Jesus said, when ye give, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Say, because your heavenly Father who sees you in secret knows how to reward you publicly. So Jesus was even preaching prosperity. I hear a lot of people talk a lot of nonsense. He said, don't preach prosperity. Preach repentance. Preach holiness. Preach heaven. Preach. Yes, of course. Those are all in the word of God. But we must preach the whole counsel of God. We must talk the whole Bible. Salvation, healing, deliverance, repentance, confession of sin, living right with God, holiness and righteousness. They are all in the scriptures. We need to touch every area. So there is prosperity even in the messages of Jesus Christ. Why would you throw away prosperity? Jesus preached prosperity himself. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. So we are supposed to preach the whole counsel of God. The other day they were telling me, they said there is one preacher somewhere. He's telling every preacher all over the world what to preach. The man went as far as telling preachers all over the world, say they should preach Jesus Christ is coming. That became their sermon. Did the man call you to be a preacher? The man called you to be a preacher. So he's telling you that you should preach that Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow morning. How can you preach that Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow? That is not the gospel of Jesus. That's not the whole counsel of God. You can't tell preachers what to preach. The word of God is the word of God. You know, the Holy Spirit gives us words to say. You don't have to lock us in a box. Lock preachers in a room and lock them in a box and begin to tell them what to preach and what not to preach. No, you don't do that. You didn't call anybody to be a preacher. You have no right to tell preachers what they should preach in the Word of God. You have nobody should do that. The Holy Spirit gives men of God, women of God, gives them words to say, gives them messages to preach. So stop telling people, say, preach Christ. Christ is coming tomorrow. Or Jesus Christ is coming. Then they can't preach that Jesus Christ is coming. You don't have to give me your gospel to preach. Jesus has given me the gospel of repentance, the gospel of going to heaven through Jesus, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of deliverance, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what we are preaching. We are not preaching your gospel. You didn't call me to preach. So you don't tell me what to preach. You know, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So the word of faith, which we preach, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. We are justified by faith. We are justified by faith. Acts of Apostles chapter 26, verse 18. Please read that for us. Acts of Apostles chapter 26, verse 18. We are justified by faith.
26.
Yeah.
Verse 15, 26.
Yeah, Acts Apostle chapter 26, verse 18, 1-8. Yeah, 26. Verse 18.
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. That is in me. Amen.
Yes, justified by faith. It's faith that brought us justification, just as if we have done nothing. You know, that which is not of faith is sin. Romans 14, verse 28, if it is not faith, then it is sin. You know, we just walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Please read that for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen.
Yes. We walk by faith. We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Yesterday, we talked this point a little bit. I'm going to expand on it now. The just shall live by faith. And yesterday, we found out that the just shall live by faith is mentioned in the Bible 4 times. Yes, yesterday we found out that the just shall live by faith. It's mentioned in the Bible 4 times. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by faith. That is the righteous, the people of God shall live by faith. And now, we have just read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. It says, we walk by faith, not by sight. That is, we live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by faith. You see, it's reoccurring again and again and again and again and again. Once something is reoccurring like that in the scriptures, know that it's a very powerful statement. It's something we need to look into. We live by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Then he said, the just shall live by faith. 4 times it was mentioned in the scripture, the just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. Which means we are going to live by faith, or we are already living by faith. By faith in God, by faith in the word of God, by faith, by hope in God, by trust in God. That is how we are going to live. That's how we live on earth. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. Which means you can't even depend on any other thing. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, a solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Wherever you put your faith is sinking sand. It's not going to hurt. And you can see it in the way things are going right now. The world is shaking. There shall be a shaking. The shaking is going on right now. The world is shaking. The political world is shaking. The economic world is shaking. The financial world, the banking industry, to the point where even Jeff Bezos, the Amazon man, was able to tell the whole world that things are not as usual. What I don't pass, Gary. The richest man on earth, the Gates, the Bezos, and all the rest of them, they are saying with their mouth that they are not even in charge. They don't have the answer to the world's problem. Eh? So where do you run to? Eh? Where do you run to? when the richest men on earth, they open their mouths in the news, in the media, they are saying to the whole world that things are not as before. There is a shaking. Things are not balanced. The world, and that's what the Bible says, there's going to be a shaking. The economic world, and the political world, the financial world, the business world, there's going to be a shaking. All things are going to shake. Shakeables are shaking. And fear all over the whole place. Where do you run to? Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Where will you run to? If the world people don't have the answer, if the government don't have the answer, even the coronavirus we're talking about, where is the answer? Where is the answer to the coronavirus? They brought a mask. They say you should put on mask. Where is the mask? I think there's one here. Yeah. They said that everybody should put a mask. So everybody put a mask. Yes, people died. People still died after they have put a mask. Then they now came again. They said everybody should take injection. Everybody should, you know, vaccine and the vaccine is not even one. Vaccine number one. After that, you take another vaccine again. Then some people did even up to four vaccines. And yes, they still died. They still died of the coronavirus. After taking so many vaccines, they still died of the coronavirus. So where do we go from here? Where's the answer? Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. The just shall live by faith. I know a lot of countries that did not do any vaccine. Some of them did not put masks. Some part of the world, they did not put masks. They did not put vaccine. They did not put any of the things. And yet they are still alive. Deceit. The whole thing is just deceit. Every year people lie, you know, use people to make money and make millions and billions for their pockets. They are selling vaccine. Everybody go and buy vaccine. They are selling vaccine. And then somebody has to pay for so many people. And some people, companies have to pay for some people, government has to pay. And then somebody just making money, you know, selling vaccine. Oh my God, have mercy. You see, so is the vaccine, is that the answer now? There's no, those are not the answer. Those are not the answer. You know, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. I know a lot of people who did not even do any of this, whether mask, whether vaccine, whether say distancing. Some people did not even do any of those things. They are still alive. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Have faith in God. Jesus said it, have faith in God. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. faith walketh by law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Please, man of God, read Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 for us. Faith walketh by law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
Yes.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
Yes.
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, by faith, which worketh by love. Amen.
Yes. That's Galatians 5, verse 6. Faith works by love. If you don't have love, you don't have faith. It is the reason the faith is not working for some people. Somebody will just tell you, but I confess the word of God, I spoke the word of God, I said the word of God, and yet I still don't have the answer. Oh yes, your faith must walk by love. You must have love in you. You can't have hatred, malice. You can't have enemies around. You know, King David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If God has to hear you, and answer your prayer, you must remove iniquity from your heart. You must forgive and let go. You must cleanse your heart. You can't hide hatred and malice and quarreling and disputes, disagreements. You know, your heart is not clean. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Everything is about your heart. Yesterday we mentioned that the battle is in the heart. The battle is in the mind. Everything is about your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see God when you leave this world, you want to be with Jesus, blessed are the pure in heart. Not outward holiness, not outward righteousness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to be with God when you leave this earth, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, so faith walketh by love. You don't have love for your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, you are praising faith. You are confessing the word of God. The word of God is not going to work because you have unforgiving spirit. See, you have enemies. You have people you don't greet, you don't talk to. No. Faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 17. Yes, please read that for us. James chapter 2, verse 17. Faith without works is dead.
James.
James chapter 2, verse 17.
Yes. Even so faith, if it has not worked, it dead, being alone. Amen.
Amen. The faith without work is dead. You can't say, God will do it, and you are not doing anything about it. See, there's what we call corresponding action. Corresponding action, you are putting your faith into action by doing things, you know, positively towards what. Let's say you are praying for healing, and you believe that God has touched you, and you are healed. You need to step out of the bed and walk around. You need to drop those crutches. You need to take off those glasses. You need to take off those earaids and begin to believe God for your healing. You know, so faith without works is dead. You need to put action to your faith. You are praying God to provide money, to provide finances. You need to work. You can't be lazy and then you expect God, you expect money. How do you get money? You get money by working. Faith that does not work, it's not going to eat. So you can't lie down all day and then expect money to fall down from the sky. The manna fell from heaven. That was in those days. In those days, there were no companies to work, and no business places to work in. So God had to miraculously provide manna from heaven, the quails and the bread from heaven, manna from heaven. That was in those days. You can't lie down all day long today and say manna fell from heaven in the days of Moses. In the days of Prophet Moses, manna fell from heaven. So manna has to fall from heaven again. No, it's not going to happen. Your faith without work is dead. You need to work hard. You need to do things. If you are in ministry, you need to do your ministry. If you are a businessman, you need to do your business. If you are working in a company or firm or industry, you need to do what you got to do. God is not going to come down from heaven and put food in your mouth. God is not going to come down from heaven and give you dollar bills. You need to walk and get. So faith without work is dead. You need to put action to the faith you're talking about. You must do what you got to do. And then God is going to do what he's got to do. This is very important because sometimes people, they don't play their role. And they want God to play his role. God is not going to play his role. Until you have played your own role, you got to do your own thing. And then God is going to do the rest for you. You can't just lie down all day long and then go around begging, go around stealing, all those things. No, that's not a child of God. Child of God need to live right and do the will of God and do the work of God. Yeah, we're going to draw the curtain here today, and I know this faith message has been there. I remember Smith Wigglesworth and all the rest of them, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, and the men of faith, Chris Faith, and the faith is in the Bible, and the just shall live by faith. We need to have the faith of Abraham, the faith of God, to trust God, to believe God, and to hope in God, and look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, says, he that cometh to God, she that cometh to God, must believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you come into God, you must believe that God exists. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is the ultimate. Unbelief and fear and doubt, you don't need those things in your life. You don't need to have fear. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby we can shout, Abba and Father. God has not given us the spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief. God has given us the spirit of faith in the word of God. Faith in God moves the mountain. Yes, we need to have that faith today. Yeah, we're going to pray, but before we pray, I'm going to ask a question. Now that things are like these, how do we have faith? Somebody wants to have faith to live victoriously and triumphantly. And the person asks him, how can I have faith? How do I have faith? Pastor Ivan, can you tell us something? Somebody asks you, how can I have faith? What can I do to have faith? Yes?
Faith. Faith is something that you have not seen, that you believe in or you hope for, that it is going to work. So first of all, I think that you need to trust God. You need to trust God that you are God. There's nothing impossible for him. Nothing is too hard for him. When you trust something, you know, you can have faith for the thing. Because if you don't trust somebody, or if you don't trust the God that you serve, it becomes impossible for you to have faith in him. So first of all, I think that you need to trust God. When you trust somebody and you trust God, you'll be able to have faith that this person will not disappoint me. But if you don't trust God, it is impossible for you to have faith for something you don't trust. And then that is what I think, that first of all, you need to trust God and have hope that a God that you serve will never disappoint you. So you need to put your trust in him. And then keep on praying. Keep on praying, because prayer is also another thing that increases your faith. So yeah, because sometimes devil will come in many ways to put you down, to, you know, make you think otherwise, that your God is slow or your God is cannot do this for you. So you need to sustain yourself also by prayers, so that your trust can be stronger than the devil plans against your life. So I think that you need to have trust in God. And when you trust somebody, like I said, you'll be able to have faith in him. That is my opinion. Amen.
Amen. Yes, above all, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of God on a daily basis, the faith begins to rise in your soul. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you need to tune yourself to the word of God. Yes, the word of God is on the air, it's on the radio, it's on the TV, the word of God is at the church, the word of God is in the Bible, the word of God is everywhere on your cell phone, the word of God is in the internet, the word of God is everywhere. Bible, God is everywhere. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to tune yourself to the word of God. You are a product of what you hear. What you hear every day beats up your faith. And then you become an overcomer, a more than a conqueror, a victor, a winner, a success. Yes, the thou shalt meditate on the word day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. And then shall thou have good success. That's Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God was speaking to Joshua. He said, Joshua, you know the key to success? Success in life. You want to succeed in life. You want to succeed in the ministry. You want to succeed in your business, in your job. You want to succeed in your home, in your family, in your marriage. You want to be a success. Here is the key. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, thou shalt meditate on the word of God day and night. And then thou shalt observe to do all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. See, the key was given to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the key to success in life, key to success in every area, he said, thou shalt meditate on the word of God day and night. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's very clear, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So this word of God is what you must have faith in, the word of God. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Yes, we want to pray right now. The prayer we want to pray is, God, give me faith. Increase my faith. Let me hear the word of God on a daily basis so that my faith shall arise and possess my possession. In the name of Jesus, everybody, let's pray now. Yes, wherever you are on Twitter, on YouTube, Facebook, link, wherever you are on the phone, wherever you are on the internet, joining us with this broadcast. Yes, let's begin to pray right now. Yes. Pray, Lord, increase our faith. Faith in God. Faith is the victory. Faith is the key. Faith in the word of God. Yes, faith walked by love. Yes, Heavenly Father, is the key.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes, let faith alive in our souls. Let faith alive in our souls.
Faith in our ministry.
Faith
in our life. We need faith in our Lord. We need faith in our prayer. We need faith in our God. Without faith, we cannot do it again. But we trust in you, if in you, not even
in
our Lord, increase our faith, O Lord. Let us take the word of God. Let us meditate on the
word of
God.
Let your faith begin to walk in all that work you are to God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Away with the control, Lord. As it is
prayer, thank you, Lord.
Increase our faith, O Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God is showing you somebody. You are on this program with us. Your enemy is very jealous and envious of you. And he has planned to come and shoot you. And I can see that gun in the hand of that person with the bullet inside. He wants to come to you and shoot you to death. Yes,
amen.
That plan has been made. But tonight, by power in the blood of Jesus, we cancel that arrangement. Yes, the cancel of Ahithophel will not come to pass. We not defy. That conspiracy against our brother, they want to come and shoot you. We destroy that plan with the blood of Jesus. It shall not be.
Amen.
Christ has given you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ, whoever wants to shoot you, they will shoot themselves to death. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, Christ has
Amen.
Given you life and life more
Amen.
Abundantly. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ,
Rakabah.
Yes, Christ has given us life. And life more abundantly. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, you won't arrow go back to your sender. If God is Lord, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity for us to have had your word today. That, Lord, you continue to bless every one of us. Bless everyone who has come into this broadcast tonight. That, Lord, your word will have a place in their lives. That they will be doers of your words and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I want to thank every one of you for your cooperation. God bless you all for being a part of this broadcast. We love you, and Jesus loves you, Felicia and I, Brother Pastor Evans, and every one of us. We say God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, next week, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to have another session again, 5 p.m. Daily on Saturday, 5 p.m. on Sunday. You need to come in and join us in this broadcast, and God will do you good in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who want to be ordained, feel free to call us on the phone, and then we can discuss with those who need their credentials, ministerial licenses, and so on. Call us on the phone, and we can discuss that, and then let's see what God will do. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless
amen.
You, brother. Yes.
Amen.
All right. Bye. Bless you. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Jesus is coming again. Are you ready?